تبكي الغيوم وضوي القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطر
والله في لألات النجوم وحبك الغيوم وضوء القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطر مع الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلام على أشرف الخلق وخاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وإمامنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. زكريا سمير welcomes you once again, this time from Lenasia Studios, welcoming you into another new episode of your program مع الله, specifically the branch مشورة. Inshallah, respected listener, I would like to inform you that starting from the new year, from the first Thursday in Muharram al-Kareem, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, our Mashura will stay, inshallah, intact, but it will have a little bit of changes. So we're going to start, inshallah, at 2 on Thursdays, but the program is not going to go until 4, but it will come to an end at 3 o'clock. So Mashura has decreased from 2 hours to 1 hour. Why? It's because we have new programs, inshallah, brought to you by Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, into this new year, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, 1441, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And I am, inshallah, certain that you will enjoy the new schedule of ours. We'll have varieties of programs that suits all ages and all types of listeners, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. So make dua, respected listener, that this station goes from strength to strength, inshallah. And the sky is our limit, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And we all here at Markaz Sahaba, we try our level best. We try our level best, respected listener, to try to give you the best of subjects, the best of programs, which will enhance your knowledge, which will enhance, inshallah, your present, and it will give you a bit of a boost to improve in the future. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I don't want to go longer with this. We would rather go into the topic of Mashura today. And I have sent this topic to quite a bit of you, respected listener. And we have some good response, inshallah, came from you, inshallah. Let us listen firstly to the topic. Let us listen to what is the issue is all about. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listener and board member of your program, Mashura. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we need your Mashura, respected listener, pertaining to this very delicate matter. And I myself could not find a proper solution for it. So we here request your input, inshallah, and your Mashura. The problem is coming from a lady who recently was a widow. Thereafter, she got married to this man, whom she says that he is 12 years younger than she is. And her daughter, whom she has only one daughter, her daughter is 10 years younger than him.
He is a loving person, but she finds that she is going crazy by the day, as he shows love to her, but he shows a different type of a love to her daughter, which is his stepdaughter. Whenever I tell him, don't interact with her so much, don't joke with her so much, don't touch her so much, he says, this is my daughter. She is like my daughter. What is wrong with you? Whenever they sit together, talk together, play together, I go crazy. The jealousy fumes in me, and I don't know what am I doing. Am I against my husband or against my daughter, or am I really against my own self? Many times I thought of divorce, not because of his misbehaving with me or mistreating me, but because of him showing so much of love to me and to my daughter, where I think, Allah knows only, I think that they have another different type of love between them, but they show a different love to me. What must I do? I'm going crazy. I'm losing my head. Please help me. This is the topic, respected listener, and we need you to give us your voice call, inshallah, the voice message, inshallah, and inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, we can ease that woman's mind. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Awaiting for your response as soon as possible. Welcome back to Mashura, and we have our first response coming from an unknown listener. It is a text message, and it's three messages. It talks about one subject. The response says, Assalamu alaikum. This sister needs to speak to her daughter and ask her not to go near her stepfather and respect her mother's marriage. And if she is at a marriageable age, she should find a good person and get her daughter married. We had a similar situation in my family. At the end of the day, the stepfather ran away with his stepdaughter and made nikah with her. And today they have kids, and the daughter disowned her, the mother disowned her daughter.
dilemma, really. Something that is, when you have ignorance, as I mentioned that this message is coming from an unknown listener, and we respect your opinion, sister, where you said that the mother should actually stop her daughter from coming near her stepfather, because the age difference is not that much. And their both age is like critical. And she explains too about a similar situation when the father or the husband actually ran away with the stepdaughter, and he got married, and they made a nikah, and they have now kids, and the mother disowned her daughter. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. We should be actually understanding that marriage is not a relationship between a man and a woman only, but it is between the entire family, the entire big family that contains the family of the man and the family of the woman. And we cannot just make nikah as such because we like the man or we like the woman. We have to study the circumstances surrounding both families, if the families are combined together. We need to focus a little bit more on the situation, not to run behind our desires. I agree with you, sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually grant you more wisdom. And we are looking forward to hear from you again and again, inshallah, on your program, Mashura. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أذكار الصباح والمساء
مع الله presents Awaken with Dhikr Allah every Saturday between 4 and 6 a.m.
ذا الذي يشفع عنده
Every Saturday between 4 and 6 a.m.
with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
Welcome back to the continuation of your afternoon program, Mashura. We received another message from I don't know who. There is no name. Doesn't matter. Let us listen to the message, the voice message.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're speaking to Faisal from Pietermaritzburg. Brother, I listened to the voice note and I feel the lady, maybe she's just perhaps overreacting, because if there's nothing inappropriate going between the stepfather and her daughter, I think maybe she's overreacting, because as it is, you know, rules are laid out that your daughter is your daughter, whether it's stepdaughter or what, and that's how they should be treated. And if there's any inappropriate actions happening, then maybe the lady should look. But if it's just a normal this thing, I think she shouldn't worry about it. She should trust Allah and also not have any evil thoughts. Jazakallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Faisal, it's a pleasure to have you today on our program. Jazakallah khair for contributing and giving us your input. Definitely, sometimes you know how the ladies are. Out of jealousy, out of that jealousy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in them, they exaggerate. They look upon things from their own minds, not addressing the situation in an appropriate frame, but they look upon everything as, what is this? How can he laugh with her? How can she play with him? Since you have approved upon him, his manners, his ways, and you knew that you have a child who is 10 years younger than him, and you still accepted him to enter your home and be the head of the house, then khalas. Now you don't have to change your mind and look upon things in a different eye. This is what Brother Faisal is saying, and he says that if there is nothing that brings that doubt in front of you, then you don't have any ground to feel jealous of him or of her communicating together. And this is what he is supposed to do. This is what I understand, that the stepfather should treat the children that he came to as his children, and treat them fairly and nicely and equally, and be kind to them. And this is what he is doing. MashaAllah, Brother Faisal, very wise opinion that you have given us. JazakAllah khair. May Allah accept your sadaqah, because every word that you have given to the lady as a nasiha is a sadaqah. So may Allah accept and may Allah reward you, inshaAllah, abundantly. Shukran jazilan. Waiting for your response, inshallah, on our next Mashura program. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Response coming from Brother Abdullah. Brother Abdullah became addicted to Mashura. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank him. We thank all the listeners who always contribute into the Mashura program. Let us listen to what Brother Abdullah had to say about this dilemma.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Abdullah, Brother Abdullah Zondi from Newlands West. These days are similar problems that the last week. So we're having the the same problems which were fathers lack the daughter so much. I don't know whether it's original daughter or what, because they're touching. The last week one was touching, and this week also touching. I also don't have a solution about this, but inshallah, we'd like to hear from other brothers or other sisters what is their view, inshallah, because we're not getting other people's comments.
Jazakallah, brother Abdullah, shukran jazilan for your contribution, no matter what it is. But this is completely different than the last week or the previous week program. It is completely different. This is a stepfather, and that was a father. This is a stepdaughter, and that was a daughter. So it's not about touching here. It's not about touching, but it's about caring too much, caring over the limit, and the mother is seeing that the care is over the limit. He should not do that with the daughter, the stepdaughter, since that he is married to her mother. So they must actually keep some barriers, some lines. They must not exceed it, or they must not go over it. Jazakallah khair, brother Abdullah from Durban. Jazakallah khair, shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And we have a response coming from Sister Amina. Sister Amina from Azadville, Johannesburg. Finally, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen responded to us. And there she sent us a voice message and a text message. Let us listen to the voice message firstly, then we can discuss the text one.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Zakaria, and to all the listeners as well as the mother in concern. I would say actually she should have thought about it before she got married, seeing that she had such a young daughter as well. But also I think it is a big concern as a mother, afraid that something can go wrong. But may Allah protect both her husband and her daughter from any fitna and any wrong going between them, happening between them, Ameen. Once again, I'd always advise and give my amal, which is 100 times to Durood Sharif, 500 times La Hawla Wala Quwwata Illa Billah, and again 100 times Durood Sharif, either after Fajr or after Isha inshallah, and again cry your heart out and make dua in 10 minutes asking Allah Ta'ala for help in this time. And also this must be done without any interference, no disturbances, and full conviction. May Allah make it easy and protect your daughter and your husband from fitna. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Amina from Azadville. I thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're back on our Mashura program. And you give us such wonderful opinions there, mashallah. Sister Amina always emphasizes upon the amal. The amal is very important, respected listener. That's part of taqwa, because you are now putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in front of you, and you asking the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and depending on Him, relying on Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do that, respected listener, definitely He will never let you down, and He will never disappoint you, as long as you have that iman in you. Sister Amina is saying, or giving us another text message, saying, the amal, alhamdulillah, shukr, Sheikh, is really a remedy. She is certain for all kinds of situations. With Allah's mercy, when we cry to Allah, this is without doubt. We are taught dua can change taqdeer. I fully believe it, and we as Muslims know it as well. Jazakallah khair, Sister Amina from Azadville. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you more iman, more faith, and more confidence in the dhikr of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khair, shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
Response coming from Ma Rabia Kasim. Let us hear what Ma Rabia had to say about this issue.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, I heard to you, it's very complicated here. Here, the mother has to watch now what's happening, because the daughter is playing a game. This man is playing games with both of them. What will happen at the end of the day? The child's life, is the girl's life, is going to get ruined if the mother don't do something about it. But what can she do? Is that the answer we need to know?
Okay, Jazakallah khair, Ma Rabia, and she shares with me the dilemma that I am put in if I am in this situation. It is a very delicate situation. You don't know which part that is faulty, and you don't know what to correct, how to correct, in which manner, in which way. You see, respected listener, as Sister Ma Rabia is saying, you need to think before you act. You need to think before you act, and you need to not to only think of yourself when you are getting married or you want to get married. Don't be selfish and think of yourself only. There is many people around you that your marriage might affect them, either positively or negatively. If it is positive, then Bismillah, MashaAllah, we go for it. But if there is any type of a negative impact that will be coming from this relationship or this these thoughts, then we rather be on the safe side. Why should we put ourselves into such a predicament like this, and then we will face a big problem? Yes, it might look small in the beginning, but thereafter it can grow to be big. MashaAllah, Appa Rabia, Jazakallah khair for your input. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your sadaqah, insha'Allah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Received a message here that is requesting help and assistance, respected listener, and I find myself obligated to announce it and to let you know about it. So maybe you can, in fact, present some help and provide some assistance to this lady who's got four children. And she says, Salams, anyone who can help me, please contact me. I'm in desperate need of a place to rent, preferably in the Phoenix or Overport area. It is for me and for my three children. I can only pay $2,000 per month with lights and water. Please, it's really a bad situation. Please, anyone who can help. So the number, respected listener, this sister has left is 084-275-9270. I would repeat it for you. It's 084-275-9270. It's a woman, a lady with three children. Most definitely, she is in a very bad situation, and she is in need of a place to stay with her children. And she needs a place in Phoenix or in Overport area. And she is screaming for help. So anyone for her there, let me repeat the number that she has left. It's 084-275-9270. There is no name. And you may tell her that if you can help, respected listener, we are Muslims, we are believers. If one part of our body is in pain, the whole body should feel pain. In fact, I feel so much of pain because of what's happening in Kashmir amongst our Muslim brothers and sisters who are faced with the mushrikeen, al-mushrikeen al-kafara, those ones who worship animals, now they turning against the people who believe in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am in great pain, and I always make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must relieve them from their pain and their agony, and take them to a safer side, ya Allah, and create for them a safer place, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Innaka Anta Sami'u Al-Aleem, Wa Innaka Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir. Response coming to us from Sister Aisha Ali from Durban. Let us hear what Aisha Ali had to say.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listener and board member of your program, Mashura. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
طف بحال المسلمين قد طال ظلم المعتدين محزونين ومبتلين عجب أجل لنا النصر المبين.
And sorry about that. Let's go and listen to Shamim's response, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Let us listen to Shamim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Honorable Sheikh and my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, definitely a very intricate matter, and we ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us in relating a good nasiha to the sister who is in this problem. And remember, we are no strangers to storms in our life. It could be a big one, a small one. It could be something that is, you know, making us uneasy, but we must always submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him for guidance and ask Him to help us and direct us in anything that we wish to do. When I listen to this matter, I just feel that, you know, my sister, sometimes we rush into matters and we do not do an introspection in how, you know, things are going to be like. But unfortunately, nobody predicts the future, and you don't know the person till you live with the person. But now that you are faced with this kind of problem, and do not look at it as a major problem, just try to be very upfront with him and ask him that what is his intention is, and speak to your daughter and ask her if anything that happened, you know, between your husband and her. And from there, you gauge what is, you know, worth taking the matter to somebody, an alim or somebody. Just don't make idle threats and say that you want to divorce him and things like that. It's not easy. Because I don't know your reason for, you know, getting into a second marriage. It could be financial constraints, or it could be other factors that made you, you know, get into this marriage. But alhamdulillah, you are in this marriage. Then I'm sure there's no situation that you cannot, you know, handle. And with proper guidance and, you know, addressing this matter, I'm sure you will get good advice from people. And I'm sure the group of Mashura will also help and give you an advice. And from there, you can make a collective decision that how you're going to go about, you know, handling your matter. If you feel that you are jealous, then that is not something that, you know, you have to worry about it so much and say, I'm going to have a divorce and things like that. But it's natural that you will be jealous about it, as seeing that your daughter is young and, you know, she is a female. And it's Islamically, it's not right to live like that. So I don't want to judge you and tell you that you should have made, you know, decisions from the beginning and realized that you have a daughter. Now that you are in the situation, you must try to get the help that you need. My best suggestion is that you consult him, you speak to him, and you straighten all these matters up and be serious about it. Do not just say things and don't take action, you know. And as for your daughter, you must get somebody to speak to her, an alima or somebody, and explain her, and this intermingling with her father and things like that, give her an education and give her knowledge about where she needs to distance herself from him as well. I somehow feel that she's lacking this kind of education, and that is why they are intermingling so much. And you as a mother, you have this responsibility now to make sure, to ensure that your daughter do not engage in all this kinds of behavior with him. I know of somebody who was also going through a very similar situation, and this is nothing new, but you need to go out and get that help from people. You need to speak to people and ask them that what can you do about it. Just don't jump the gun and say, no, you think of divorcing him and everything. And I think so, you know, with the Sheikh also interfering, with Sheikh helping you in this matter, you will come to some solution, because every problem has a solution, and we just need to, you know, get the correct advice and, you know, try to see where we can iron out certain situations and what's happening and anything. I don't know. We're not there. We don't really know what is happening and how you're going about it. I don't know whether you have knowledge of how to deal with matters like this, whether you have consulted somebody before marriage and, you know, you things like that. But all I can tell you, my sister, is that you go out for that help and try to get proper advice from somebody and tell them, speak to an alim or speak to Sheikh about it and go into details and try to get this help for your daughter. Don't just, you know, bail off from things like this now. I just wish you all the best, and I can say you, it's a matter that can be resolved, because you must understand that every day we are faced with challenges, and sometimes we ourselves, we have challenges in our life and we want to challenge the challenges in our life. So I thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, you know, giving you the wisdom and knowledge of trying to consult Sheikh and trying to get this help. And I'm sure that you will, Allah will guide you and you will get that help that you need, the proper advice, and you will make the correct decision. May Allah guide you and help you, and also get your daughter in the path of Sirat al-Mustaqeen and make her understand, you know, the importance of how to be with her father, and have, may you all have this muhabbat and love together. Inshallah. Ameen.
Wonderful Masura coming from Sister Shamim, and she is very cautious not to do any allegations and not to speak anyhow. And she actually referred all these actions to one thing. That is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge from the man's side, lack of knowledge from the mother's side, and lack of knowledge of the child's side. Because if any of the three knew what is actually appropriate to be done, they wouldn't have been in this situation. But since that they are in this situation right now, then they have to speak to somebody who has knowledge. So they actually, those people who have the knowledge, will bring light to their way, and they won't cause themselves bad accidents. And this is the best. This is the best, respected listener, is to go to the people who know. Even the Quran, it's been said that if you don't know, then go to the people that they know. Those people will be able to give you the guidelines that you can take, and you will be, inshallah, going towards the safe side peacefully, without causing any hurts or any injuries to yourself and to others. Jazakallah khair, Sister Shamim. Shukran jazilan. Looking forward, inshallah, to hear from you again and again on your program, Mashura. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
Response that is coming from you, respected listener. Okay, this one doesn't carry anything of the subject that we have. We have Shaida Hassan. Shaida Hassan, inshallah, we will be listening to her response. Let us hear Shaida.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Zakaria, to you and to your listeners. Hope you're all well. On my side, all is good. Shukr alhamdulillah. And this topic is definitely a very sensitive topic. First of all, today, women and them to get married again, they don't consider the children or how young the children are, what effect it will have when they have to choose somebody young. This is what happens. I can't understand. We say they all have a right to get married or have a partner or someone to take care of them. But when you have children at that age and that young, you have to think and consider that as well. It's not an easy decision, but you have to take it some or the other, even if it means you being lonely. I, for one, don't agree. And I don't second this widow woman getting married again. It has to be when your children are small, maybe, or when you're much older. But not when you are older and you find somebody younger and you got a young child at home. It's a total no-no. First of all, you have to think and decide whether you want to continue in this relationship, because by what you say, I think you are heading for disaster. And you need to either tell him very nicely that this is where you draw the line, or he has to go. Because your child could be in danger. If she is allowing it, then she could end up. This could be very disastrous for both of you. It could ruin your relationship. It could cause havoc. So my sister, I hope you decide whatever you decide to do, you do it. Think of your child, not of the man. Today, the woman just want to go ahead on in a relationship, not considering the children. You have to consider your children. Your children come first. So my sister, I hope you make the right decision. And inshallah, all will work out. But don't do anything drastic that you will regret. As a mother, you might regret later. So just be firm. Take the right decision. As Allah will make you decide, help you decide the right decision. He is the one who gives you this, because He knows you can handle it. But He's the one also who have to resort your problem, make it easy for you and for your child. Inshallah, I hope this helps. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shayla Hasina, next.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Shayda Hussain from Phoenix, we received your response. And Jazakallah khair for the words that you have given. Most definitely, we need to be, as I mentioned earlier on, we cannot be selfish. We cannot be selfish. And we cannot just make a decision for our own issues and our own matters. What about those who are surrounding us besides having children? What about our family? Will they be okay with it? Will they be happy with it? It isn't like that the opinion should be the one that decides whether I must go for it or not. Yes, but we have to consider. We have to consider the situation, because the family is one. The name is one. The concern is going to be one. And the problems are going to be one. If one member of my family have a problem, then it will be my own problem, because he is my family. And if you have such a problem like this, where you has went to a specific direction, without any acknowledgement of the presence of the other members of the family, then you definitely are very selfish. This is what Sister Shahida is saying that you must consider the people, and most of the people that you need to consider are your children, because they are part of you. Anything that happens to them because of this relationship that you have brought to your to their life is your responsibility. It is your blame. If there is something wrong that happens thereafter, it is your blame. You should blame yourself, because you are the one who brought them and put them into this situation. So now, if they are going to go wrong, or that man whom you have brought will go wrong, it is your concern. It is your dilemma that you have put not only yourself, but you have put everybody in it. So now you need to at least try to prevent any problems of happening by letting them to know more about the situation. They must study it, and they must know exactly how should they go about it, and how will they go through any situation peacefully. This is your mission, this is your duty, and this is your responsibility. And don't make a decision that is only individually for you alone, because it's not going to work, and you're going to be putting others in great difficulties, and you won't be actually happy. Because if they are in difficulty, then you will be in difficulty. So you are not going to be happy. So why should you go that direction? Now, since that you have put yourself into this dilemma, then try to educate them and educate yourself. What is permissible? What is not permissible? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to do, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said not to do. Jazakallah khair, Sister Shahida Hassan, for your advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you your sadaqah, your time, and your effort. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran. Looking forward, inshallah, to hear from you again and again on Mashura. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.
Messages, text messages, says a couple of words only. That's why I will combine them all and say them all in one message. Most of messages says that it is not the desire that we should be actually focused upon, but it is the selflessness, the giving part of it that should be focused upon. If you are going to get married, inshallah, for the second time, because the first time was a failure, or your spouse passed away, or something that has happened, and now you are a lonely person with children, and you need a caretaker for you and for your children, then select what suits your situation. It's not the desire now that we are thinking of. No, it is the sake of providing the children with safety and security and love, respected listener. Be very cautious about those matters, because those matters can affect your life, especially when it comes to your children. Because children are so near to us, so, and we are of those people who actually love their children tremendously. In fact, we sacrifice most of our life and our time and our effort for for the sake of our children. And we go into great difficulties for our children. Now, we cannot drift away from them and think of ourselves only. We can't. It is definitely going to impact on them negatively, and from them it will impact on us as parents negatively too. So what are we doing here? We are not solving the problem, but we are complicating the whole entire situation. It means, respected listener, marrying for the second time or the third time or the fourth time is not haram. It's allowed. And marriage and nikah is something that we actually should look forward for if we are single. Definitely, we are not to stay single for a long time or a long period. But, respected listener, you need to select. You need to choose. You need to choose what suits you and suits your situation and suits your conditions and circumstances that you go through. Your home is not like his home or her home under any circumstances. We don't have a match in anything. We don't have a match in anything. Every situation is unique. It's different. And we cannot just apply one solution for all the problems. It doesn't work like that. Even if it's one problem that seems to us like it's one problem, like some of the listeners has mentioned, actually, that it is a similar type of situation that has happened, and eventually the stepfather ran away with the stepdaughter and they got married. Definitely this marriage is doubtful, and of course the mother will be turning against her own daughter, and the daughter will be turning against her own mother. It is only about desire here. It's not about making home, bringing up children in an appropriate way, in an appropriate manner, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be pleased with us. No, I don't think so. But I think that it is going towards desires and needs and all that. You know, those terms that we use, I am human, I am this, I am that. Yes, you are human. And you are in need of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created lawful for you. But you need to target it in the right direction, in the right path, in the right partner. Not anyhow, not anyway, respected listener. If you're looking upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyida Khadija, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha, this is not a typical example of our lives today. The man is not the man, the woman is not the woman. The man cannot be the same man, and the woman cannot be the same woman. Why the situation should be the same? No, respected listener. For every condition, for every home, for every person, there is certain requirements that he would need for the situation that he is put in. We cannot put this on that and match this with that. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, inshaAllah, in the right direction, so we reach our destination peacefully. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sister Shinaz Ibrahim. Sister Shinaz Ibrahim has sent us a voice message. Let us listen to what Sister Shinaz has said.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Zakaria, It's long since I gave my mashura. Make me mad. In fact, I was a little bit, you know, life was a little bit hectic for me. My hubby was in hospital like for a month, whole of July. Then when he came out, he was still not too well. He couldn't walk. I had to be up and down to the doctors, and I did. When I did go into my phone, it was too late. It was like almost, like always, half past three. So I did send it, but it was too late. Yeah, I hope you well. Yeah. According to this story, brother, you know, the sister, she knows for the fact what is going on today in this small, scary world that we're living in. And she's got a daughter. And then he is younger than her. And it's, you know, I'm so confused because today people hear every day what is happening. And how can this sister go and get a guy so much? He was older than her, it's fine. And you know today how these men are. You trust nobody today, brother. All you trust today is people out there. Please just trust only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we're living in a very scary time. And that sister, she's not even thinking that a split second that guy can do so much of wrong things to her daughter. And you know, there's so much of things are going, as she says, she gets jealous. She shouldn't be even doing that. What she should have did is, if she wants a man and she got a young daughter, she should never ever do what she's doing. Let the daughter live with her. And yet she can see things are carrying on different in her presence. Can't she find a solution to the problem? And maybe to save her daughter, she may have to send her to a family to live with, or someone. But because if she doesn't want to live without the guy, this is what exactly happening. Our women out there, our sisters, they don't think. It's all, this is a part of Shaitan. And I feel sorry for her young daughter. And this sister needs to wake up, Brother Zakaria. She needs to wake up, meaning she's going crazy seeing how he is carrying on with her daughter. Which mother is going to go crazy? Instead, a mother won't go crazy. A mother will try to avoid every small problem. She should avoid every small problem not to hurt her daughter. And I don't know, this is a very terrible situation. I feel that she should just send her daughter to a family who can take care of her, because she's gone crazy over this guy, which means she wants this guy, and then that guy is flirting with her daughter, and it's not right. This is a very serious matter. And you know, at least some of the families or some ulema must get involved and make this sister know it is wrong what she's doing. And you know, to talk to her daughter, or she herself supposed to tell her daughter, look, my baby, this is this man. Look, mommy is he is 12 years younger than mom, and look out, it's a lot of things are happening, my child. Talk to your daughter. Not when she may think now you, she doesn't know what's going on. I don't know even how old is this child, her daughter. So she may be just thinking, you know, like that's her mother's husband, and he's talking, but she doesn't know what he's got in his mind regarding this child. So this situation is terrible, because there's a lot of stepfathers doing a lot of wrong things to these young children today. This sister rather catch a wake up, and she was try to sort her life out. She mustn't ask for on how can yeah they help her. She must go and sort herself out by getting that man away from her daughter. And she must carry on with her life. Today, most women and men, they choose their lover between their children. And this is exactly what is happening, Brother Zakaria. This is all a part of Shaitan. That sister, rather, she needs to wake up a little bit and sort her life out. She must look at herself in the mirror and think what she is doing is wrong. And, I mean, her daughter's life is at stake, her life, and she's going crazy in that manner. She could even, lower her daughter's reputation. This is very hard, my brother. All I can do is just make dua that this lady, this sister must, she must just get a hold of herself and try to think and save her daughter and save her own self as well at the same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Appa Shinaz Ibrahim from Phoenix. Wallahi, I agree with you with every word that you have said. Subhanallah. You've spoken every word that was in my mind. And I have indicated to it prior to me listening to your mashura as well. The lady is to be blamed for any problem that happens, for any situation that takes place now between her daughter and her husband, because she has put it in without knowledge, without consulting anybody, without having concerns around her family members, especially her daughters. And most definitely, she is the one to find a solution or a way out of to prevent a situation that might occur between her husband and her daughter. She is the one. She must look for a place for her. She must set up some new rules and laws in the house that everybody should actually be abided to, and we are not to break those limits and those lines to have peace in our home. That is, if she cannot find a family member that she can keep her daughter by. And she needs to discuss the matter with her daughter, specifically with her daughter. Because if her daughter closes the door, then the man is not going to be able to come and force himself through the door. All what she needs is to be a bit more stern and specific and a bit of unaccommodating for the playing and the giggling and the joking and the whatever it is happening. I agree with you 100%, Appa Shinaz. And from our side, we say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and your husband, inshallah, good health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, upon your husband, upon your family, inshallah, and protect you from all the evil that is surrounding us and that is within our own selves. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran jazilan. Maybe you have heard or not, Appa Shinaz, inshallah, from next Thursday, our Mashura program will be only for 1 hour. So when we send you the Mashura topic, then you need to respond as soon as possible, inshallah. It will be from 2 to 3 on Thursday only. Jazakumullah khair. Shukran jazilan, Appa Shinaz. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. يا رحمن
يا رحيم يا منان يا حليم رحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب القلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
الرحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب
والقلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
يا رزاق
رزاق يرزق الإنسان بالتوكل والإيمان فلن أخاف بعد الآن واسمه هو الرزاق
رزاق يرزق الإنسان بالتوكل والإيمان
فلن أخاف بعد الآن اسمه هو الرزاق بحال المسلمين قد طال ظلم المعتدين محزونين ومبتلين عجل لنا النصر المبين
Okay, and we have our next response coming from Sister Razia. Let us listen to what Sister Razia had to say.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zakaria and all the listeners. Hope everyone's keeping well. The topic today is very sensitive. Dear sister, I don't blame you at all for feeling jealous. It's a natural feeling in a human being, more so a woman. The feeling that your husband has for your daughter could be innocent, but you are right in telling him not to be too friendly. Because nowadays there is a lot of wrong happening out in the world. What is incorrect is that your husband is being over-friendly and touching her. That is not right in Islam because Shaitan plays a big part in our lives and can cause problems in your lives. Speak to your daughter and tell her to respect her stepfather and not to be so friendly with him. It would be nice to get her married if she is of marriageable age. Dear sister, he is not troubling you, so you work on keeping him happy, but let there be a distance between your daughter and your husband. If things don't work out, please take your daughter and go for counseling. I wish you all the best. May Allah be with you. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Razia. Sheikh Zakaria, assalamu alaikum. To create mohabbat between her and her husband, she must read a lot of Yawa Dudo. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Razia. Definitely what you're saying is right. She has to speak to the daughter, she has to speak to the husband, she has to have a meeting with both of them, and she has to actually put lines under what decisions that they're going to make, the three of them. It is, yes, we can love our step children, but certain age, when there is girls, then we have to put some limitations, because Shaitan actually has a great influence over those weak ones in Iman. And most of us are weak in Iman, respected listener. And definitely we need to actually be cautious and be very, very careful, because the situation is very delicate. The situation is very delicate. And the wickedness and the evil is spreading around us, and it's becoming stronger and stronger from every direction. Yeah, and it's very, very hard to trust anyone today, respected listener. Very hard. It's not that we cannot trust. No, we have to trust. We must trust, but we trust the one who is worthy of being trusted. We don't put ourselves surrounded with fire, and then no, I would say, no, I can't cross a fire. I'm not going to be burned. It is fire. It will burn you. How would you put yourself in such a situation as such? And why don't you think before you do? Why don't we think before we do, respected listener? Why don't we do that? And in order to bring love, Aparazia said that be always in remembrance of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically the name Wadud. So we say, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. That brings love, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, sister Razia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you your sadaqah, and may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly for your effort and your time. Remember, sister Razia, that inshaAllah from next week, we will be having our masura from 2 to 3 only, not from 2 to 4 as we are doing right now. It will be from 2 to 3. So as soon as you receive the message, please record your input and send it to us. Jazakum Allah khair. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Going for a break. Thereafter, we're coming for the continuation. Stay tuned.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.
Message for today's program of Mashura, and it's coming from Sister Yasmin. Sister Yasmin from Durban. Let us hear what Sister Yasmin has to say.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't think that's right where you should be doing things and touching her and all that. The mother has every right to be concerned about this relationship. Jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum. And if I have a mashura, where could I send? Could you send me a fax number or email number to send it to you, please? Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Yasmeen. In fact, we don't have a fax number or any other number, but this WhatsApp number, this is how we communicate with our listeners, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we have received your input, and you said it very clearly, very briefly, that the mother has the right to be concerned about the relationship between her husband and her daughter, because both are important to her, of course. Both are important to her. And she should actually keep this relationship intact, without any scratches, without any injuries, without any hurts to anyone, of course, including herself. So, yes, you are right that the mother has absolutely the right to maintain and to see and to consider, to be concerned about this relationship in order for it not to go the opposite direction, and from there we will see lots of problems. Jazakallah khair, Sister Yasmeen, for your input. And we don't have any fax lines or anything as such. All what we have is this number that you have received our message on, and this is how we actually communicate with our listeners. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is doing well, and we have received your message loud and clear. Jazakallah khair, shukran jazilan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sadaqah that you have given. That nasiha was a sadaqah. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and reward you for it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, respected listener, with this, this was the final and the last message that we received. Let us conclude everything. The mother is responsible. She is responsible. The man should actually maintain good relationship with the children without any going over the limit, going over the lines. We need to observe our deen and our iman. As for the daughter, she needs to be educated. She needs to put limitations. That is not her physical father. That is not her blood father. That is a stepfather. If that man is divorced from his from her mother, he is nobody to her. Not as a father. The father, if he divorces her mother, he is still her father and she is still his daughter. But this man, the stepfather, if he divorces her mother, then he is nobody to her and he is a stranger. She needs to understand that, and she needs to put lines and barriers between her and him, because shaitan can play a role there. Number two, the mother is supposed to actually educate her daughter, educate her husband if he is uneducated Islamically. Many of us are uneducated, respected listener. We look big and we look smart and handsome and strong and everything, but we are lacking knowledge of our deen, what is permissible, what is not permissible, what we can do, what we cannot do. Obviously, the best source of our information is our ulama. Who else can actually benefit us without payback besides the ulama, who do things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ability to maintain good relationships without in letting the devil or the shaitan to be involved in our matters. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. As I mentioned before, our Mashura program, inshallah, will be from the next year, 1441, on Thursday between 2 and 3. So your response should be as quick as possible, because if any messages that we receive thereafter, it won't be coming on air. People won't benefit from it. So you rather send your messages as soon as you receive my message from our side, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From myself, Zakaria Samir, I say at the end, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطار
الله في لألآت النجوم وحك الغيوم وضوء القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطر.